From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Before I-95 and I-395, Overtown was a thriving African-American community. Then the highway overpasses came through, kicking thousands of residents out of their homes and leaving the neighborhood blighted. Now the Florida Department of Transportation says it wants to fix the problem by elevating 395 and reconnecting Overtown to downtown Miami. In the latest installment of our End of the Road series, the Miami Herald's Nadege Green tells us some people are losing their homes again.
This was my mother's dream, having her own property. She would never even think of selling this property. This was her life.
Benjamin Brown is a retired elementary school teacher. He peers through square-framed glasses at a tall bookshelf crowded with vintage family photos. It's 1 week before he and his wife Linda have to leave their home. The property has been in Benjamin's family for almost 100 years. His mother was a Bahamian immigrant. She hand-washed clothes to save enough money to buy this land in 1917. Now it's been taken through eminent domain.
My mother would spend all night Saturday cooking so she can go to church on Sunday, and we would have like a feast. All the relatives, brothers and sisters would get together and sit down at the dinner table, and it was like a big party.
Over the years, four generations would gather at the two-story white house with bright blue shutters and columns. The Florida Department of Transportation paid Brown $300,000 for the home so it can be bulldozed to make room for the I-395 expansion. It's one of 85 properties FDOT is taking over, most of them vacant lots. The new signature bridge will be much higher than the current structure, which will free up acres of Overtown land for possible new developments and parks.
The vision is to have a aesthetically pleasing bridge, one that the community could be proud of.
Phil McCroft is a project manager on the highway expansion. She says with any project of this size, there are some human costs, but FDOT aims for the least impact.
Unfortunately, avoiding impacts altogether, it's on a project like this that goes through downtown Miami, it's really very hard. But I can assure you that was one of the priorities.
But this is a story Overtown knows too well. 50 years ago, it happened on a larger scale. Thousands of residents forced out of their homes to make room for highways. Benjamin was there.
They had a demolition company. They went through 6th Avenue just like a storm or a tornado would go through there. They were tearing down everything along 6th Avenue for I-95.
Benjamin's home survived. The state only took a section of his backyard. The highway looms above his home.
Why should I move? I've been here all my life. You know, why should I move? I'm happy here. I'm satisfied here. Everything I have is here. So why should I move?
My grandma. Yeah,
neighbors walking by the house stopped to say goodbye.
Yeah, right. No,
I was a little boy when the church was right there.
Darren Gator remembers running up and down the street as a child and talking to Benjamin.
There's a lot of great moments in these houses. It's about the history and the roots of the house. You know, you live in it, and it's hard to just let it go, you know.
It's April 28th, Benjamin's last day in their house. Movers paid by FDOT stack their life's belongings onto a truck. Benjamin places his hand over his mouth in disbelief. Faded outlines remain on the turquoise walls where framed family photos once hung. Except for the movers, the living room is silent.
We got boxes right there.
We got boxes right there.
In the bedroom, Benjamin places a few things he forgot under a bed frame into a box. Two brown loafers, dusty black boots, and blue gardening gloves. A few feet away, a mover tapes up the final remaining boxes. The Browns moved into a four-bedroom house in Liberty City. The highway construction is expected to start in 4 years. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.